Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. So if you're saying good morning because she's so tired, she feels like it's morning because you see she was woken up at 5 a.m. today by one of her gorgeous kitty winks. And I'm going to let Sophie maybe share that story with you because it's actually one of the funniest things I've heard in a long time.
I mean, this is a regular recurrence in our family. I don't know about yours, but there's always something strange happening in the night at some point. Not always, but more often than not, somebody wakes up and it's a question of bolting from your bed, fast asleep, to the children's bedroom. But what without even opening your eyes and preferably not crashing into a wall.
I love it. But so if what I loved the most was the fact that Harry shouted on the top of his lungs, Mummy!
I mean, at 5 o'clock this morning, I was having a lovely dream about holidays and I don't know what I was dreaming about. I was really in a deep sleep to be really shockingly woken by this cry of desperation, Mummy! And I literally, before even opening my eyes, I was out of bed, like Gary Lineker launching down. Is Gary Lineker even a runner?
Like, no. Footballer?
Yes.
So Gary Lineker going for the big strike, right?
Like Mo Farah. God, I'm having a real hot flush now.
Yes, I can see that.
Am I really red?
Well, you're having a
one sip of coffee and I'm on fire.
It. Well, you look on
very
fire.
Very strange. Very strange things are happening to me today. Anyway, so bolted.
Honey, we are becoming middle-aged, you know.
Like Usain Bolt. That's a better comparison. To Harry's bedroom, where I found him sitting in bed going, Mummy! And I said, what's wrong? Are you okay? Oh my goodness, what's happened? What's going on? And he said, I'm bursting for the loo. And I was like, it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Is that it?
Couldn't you have just got up and gone to the bathroom? Apparently not, because it was dark outside his bedroom. And the bathroom, which is literally a 1 second walk out of his bedroom and into the bathroom next door, had to be led by me. And then back into his bed, I said to everybody, right, that's it, back to sleep. We are all going to sleep until 6:45 when
because
my alarm goes off.
Because, of course, the whole house was awake.
The whole house was woken up, including the dog, the cats, our poor au pair, whose regular occurrence is woken up in the middle of the night. He's actually leaving in July. And I said, do you have any friends who might want to come over? And he went,
no. Oh, my God, you said that was a quick one.
Well, no, a year. He's been with us a whole year.
Are you kidding me?
He came last July and he's leaving in July.
How did that happen?
I know, it goes in a flash.
Oh, my gosh.
And just after, the lovely au pair's become a family member and settle in and everybody's used to each other, it's then time to leave.
You know, it's very interesting in Denmark when you get an au pair, they come for 2 years.
That would be
the
really
contracts
nice.
Are 2 years because, you know, it does take about a good year to really settle in and get to know your family and for them to get to know you and for you
it
to kind
sense.
Of be able to sink into each other's routine. So it does make really good sense.
But I think for Ivan, he was primarily coming here to learn English. He wants to be a sports teacher.
Right.
And so he came here to do a year serious English course and help me out at the same time.
Right.
So his priority has always been to learn English. And that's the only thing with an au pair compared to a nanny. Obviously, a nanny is much more expensive. But with a nanny, you're their priority. And with an au pair,
yes, of course,
you're second.
They come over to learn something. Yeah. Whilst helping you between exactly. 7 and 9 and again between 5 and 7. You know,
exactly.
It's like 4 or 5 hours yeah. a day, right?
Yeah. Well, 7 hours in the UK.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's 7 till 10. So it's great because he helps me with the
breakfast.
Harry and Finn go to different schools. So he takes one, I take the other.
Oh, really?
We part on Putney Bridge. It's quite a hilarious scene if you're following us in my mini in the morning.
Oh,
basically,
my gosh, Sophie, I have got to see this. It's like a scene from 4 weddings and a funeral.
And I am militant about leaving every morning no later than 7:45. And we've now had to push that up because of the Hammersmith Bridge closure. But basically, I'm really...
The Hammersmith Bridge closed?
It's closed, yeah.
Since when?
Since about 2 weeks ago.
Why?
Because it's dangerous and they can't afford to refurbish it. So no, it's not reopening.
So Heathrow Airport is now a different car journey?
Yes, actually that's a good point. Yeah,
my
yeah, yeah.
Gosh.
So traffic around Fulham, Hammersmith, Putney, it's all a nightmare. So basically what
gosh.
We do
oh
is
gosh.
I have breakfast with the boys in the morning while Ivan kindly goes and tidies up, puts everything in the washing machines and
sweet.
Makes the beds for the boys and helps
okay,
me get their games kit ready.
You. I have a question for you now, Sophie. Mm. At what age should children start making
definitely
their own
beds? Now. But we don't have time in the morning when it's school. At the weekends, they sometimes do if I really force them. But in the mornings, we just don't have that time. We literally get out of bed, go downstairs, have our breakfast, put our shoes and coats on and go outside.
What time
quick
do you wake
toothbrush.
The boys up?
I wake the boys up at about 7:15. And we have to be out of the house.
You wouldn't want to wake them at 7?
I would.
Give them a little bit more time?
I sometimes do if
so
they've gone
they,
to sleep
so that
on time.
They do have time to get up, put on but their uniform and make their little beds.
Oh, I'd love that. But we just, I sometimes, Finn's brilliant. He goes to sleep straight away
what
at 7:30.
What time do you put Finn to bed? 7:30.
So Finn's 7:30. They share a room. This is the problem. Oh. So I have to wait for Finn to be asleep. So he gets into his bed at 7, bedtime stories, winding down.
Yep.
And hopefully he's asleep by 7:30. Sometimes it's 7:45. I can't put Harry into the bed.
Before that.
No, because otherwise they chat for hours.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do.
And keep each other awake. So it's quite tricky. So our plan in the morning is that we leave home now no later than 7:40. Mm-hmm. And I drive all of us to the bus stop on Putney Bridge, where Finn, Ivan, and Coco, our dog, are flung out
Shut
of the car.
Door. Is Coco with you yes. in the mini for this morning
yes.
run? Oh, I love it.
They're all literally flung out because it's such bad traffic and we're all there.
Ivan, get out the car with Coco and Finn.
And that's how my car keys got left in his pocket.
That's hysterical.
So then
well,
Ivan...
That guy's, you've got to listen to this, guys, because it was hysterical.
Well, we did tell this
Some
story.
Of you may have heard. Yeah. Our new listeners, you won't know what we're talking about. And that was one day Sophie arrives here in her car and she can't turn it off because she doesn't have her car key. And she realizes that it's because her au pair has gone to school. He left her in the car as it was running with her car key in his pocket.
Took Finn on the bus.
I've ever heard in my entire life.
So then they jump on the bus, Finn, Coco, and Ivan.
Is Coco allowed on the bus?
Yeah. Coco goes on the bus every
All
morning.
Animals are allowed on buses?
Mm-hmm.
That's really
and
cool.
So they all go
wow.
off to school.
Do they need a ticket?
No, not the dog.
Right.
So they all go off to school. Ivan drops Finn. Then he takes Coco for a walk by Putney River on the way home. So she has a lovely walk. And then he gets home at 10 o'clock and I've already left for the day. To go and do my things. Obviously, at the weekends, I take Coco. And I do miss running around with Coco
yeah.
and taking
but so
her
tell
for
me,
walks.
So Ivan takes her for a walk every morning?
Monday to Friday.
That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
And when does Coco get her next big walk?
She has one walk a day. So then then Coco will come with me to pick up Harry from school.
Oh, lovely. Mm. So does Coco quite like driving?
Yeah. She just doesn't like being on her own very much.
Bless her, Coco. Yeah. She's
so,
such
so
a special dog.
So this morning, when we were woken up at 5 a.m. by Harry needing a wee...
Coco then, of course, also needed to wee.
Yeah,
right?
Everybody needed a wee at that point, including myself.
Yeah. So you haven't quite got so middle-aged yet, Sophie, that you need to pee many times during the night.
No, have you?
Oh my gosh, yep, definitely. Have you? Like at least once.
But do you drink a lot of liquid before bed?
Well, not exactly before bed, but you know, maybe an hour before bed. I drink liquids all day long.
See, if I have a cup of herbal tea, then I'll have to get up in the night. Whereas if I have it early enough, if I have it around 9 and then go to bed at 11, it's fine. But if I have it later than that, I'll have to go to the loo in the night.
Yeah, no, I'm like 2 or 3 times every single night.
But it's, you know, when I was married, my ex-husband got up 4 or 5 times in the night and it used to drive me nuts. So, sorry.
No, I get it. It's a lot of time showing that. So, when I went and stayed for the weekend with my gay best friend in Paris, I mean, he was up every hour.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And I thought, gosh, being married to you.
There's no secrets with us.
That's what keeping it real is all about. So today, Sophie and I are going to do the travel part number 2. And we thank you very much for all your wonderful responses. And we have had lots of brilliant questions and also a few great pieces of advice that we would love to share with you guys today. So one of our first questions was regarding sun care. Sun care for us, but also sun care for our kids. And I have to talk about a couple of Danish brands. I don't have to, but I want to simply because they are absolutely wonderful. One company, Trombo. The other company, Rudolf Care. Both are organic, natural products. It's really important to me that what I put on my skin and what I put on my children's skin is as natural as possible. Because as you all know, the skin is basically the body's largest organ. So everything you put on it will be absorbed. And that's why it's really important to keep it free of a lot of these horrible toxins. So I couldn't recommend Trombo and Rudolf Care more highly. Mm-hmm. And from over here, there's a great company called Oxygenetics who do an incredible, very moisturizing, hence the name Oxygen, Oxygenetics. It's basically a cream that creates a barrier and is able to put a lot of oxygen into your skin through its contents. And Oxygenetics do a wonderful SPS fluid. And they also do really lovely SPF foundations. So they would be my 3 choices.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to find the gorgeous spray that we used last time on our holiday for the boys. I found something similar, actually. It's not the exact one that we used, but it's the same sort of concept. I always find with my boys, they hate having sun cream applied. And so I always try and find a cream that has long-lasting protection so I don't have to keep putting it on them. And quite a fine consistency, because if you put cream all over them, first of all, they look like a white slippery slug, and second of all, they hate that feeling of having all the cream clogged on them.
But you've just reminded me of a product I completely forgot, which we loved during one of our last sunny holidays, and it was Biotherm Duo Factor 30 spray. It's a mist. Great. And you literally spray it on you, and it doesn't leave any residue. You don't even need to even it out. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
and
so that's like this one.
They close their eyes, and you spray front and back, and I do that, and I try and do it every hour or two.
Yeah, if they go in the pool, you'll need to do it more often. But so this is a very similar product. It's called Kula. It is a bit of investment at £36, which is quite expensive for a sun cream. But it's factor 50, no nasty, long lasting.
Oh, it's
and
the one
it's
in
a
the turquoise
spray.
Bottle.
Yes.
Yes, I love that.
And
one.
It's from Space NK. And I just think a couple of those packed in your bag for the children is a must have.
Yep.
Because it's a fine spray. And then it lasts for a long time and there's no nasty chemicals. So that is a must for me. Then for myself, I am absolutely in love with the Institute Estheterm. Have you ever tried that one? Now that comes with
the one with one sun, 2 or 3
exactly.
suns. I love that as well.
So that you start using before you even go on holiday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that your skin is then prepared for the sun. So it gets your skin ready. And there are actually, I mean, I used to do a lot of tanning back when I was in my 30s.
I still do, guys. I still
so
do.
I don't.
And my face straight in the sun, factor 50. I love it.
So I tend not to for several reasons. First of all, I mean, unless we're with friends, with children, I find I'm on the beach nonstop, playing bat and ball in the pool. I mean, there's just never a time to actually lie on a sunbed. So I do something that I know you absolutely hate, and that is have a spray tan a couple of days before I go away. And there's several reasons I do that. First of all, is I don't really like tanning. And I find that being in the sun sometimes gives me pigmentation, which is really expensive and very difficult to get rid of. Second of all, I really don't enjoy getting really hot and sweaty anymore. I just don't like that feeling of feeling clammy. And it can sometimes actually give me a rash if I get really hot. Funny enough, when we had that mini heat wave in Gloucestershire a couple of weekends ago when I was with the boys,
You've still got pretty good colour.
I got a heat rash.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, a savage one all over my body.
Really?
So I really can't take the heat. So my top tip is, and you're going to hate it, have a spray tan a couple of nights before you go away.
Yeah. So that's if you're up Sophie Street.
Yeah, but you know, I have to say, it's like putting makeup all over your body. Gets rid of any areas you don't like.
Yeah.
So it's more flattering in your swimsuit.
Yeah, but you know what?
Plus, you don't have to sunbathe.
Yeah.
But then you do need another one when you get back.
I love sunbathing. I think it's wonderful lying in the sun. I love feeling the sun going through my bones, going through my cells. It's something I really...
You love that.
I need it. I'm a Scandi. I'm a Scandi through thick and thin.
Sure, I hate getting too hot.
Us Scandis, we just love it. And I never get too hot. Even when we're in Dubai... Even when
I get hot just drinking coffee,
I just don't get hot. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you're lucky. Maybe because you're blonde.
And then I've got a thing around, going back to your spray tan, the smell. The smell. And
that's just
it is one.
The straw that breaks the camel's back.
Horrible smell. And I don't think it matters what brand you use. It's got a very distinctive... To me, it smells a little bit like burnt skin.
I mean, and you have to be very careful with when you've had your spray tan.
I'm extremely sensitive in my nostrils.
But you have to be very careful because sometimes if you get hot in your spray tan, you get quite a smelly odour. So it's really important to
keep yourself... I don't get hot.
I get hot. You're making me itchy just thinking about it.
But you know what I also think? I mean, the chemicals that must be in these...
Right. Well, some of them are completely natural now. There's a couple on the market.
So how do you get brown naturally? Is there a little sunshine inside? No. What makes you go brown?
What, with the tan?
Yeah.
There's something... It's a natural, what's it called? Melatonin. Something, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it lasts for the whole time you're there. I mean, obviously, if you're going in a chlorinating swimming pool, it does come off.
Well, this is going to be extremely interesting experiencing Sophie and I on our trip to St. Lucia together because...
Well, I did it in Dubai.
It'll be a totally antisocial experience.
Remember?
There will be Sophie sitting there far away under the trees
under
whilst
the
I'm bang on a chair in the middle of the sunshine.
I'll be with my giant hat and a lot of Factor 50.
I love it. And I'll sit there with hand fans.
Yes.
Cooling you down. I love it.
But that sun cream, if you are tanning, and I do tan a little bit, is amazing. The Institute Estherderm, and it is expensive. It is investment. But I've had mine in my sun cream bag for probably about 4 years, and I haven't finished it.
The same bottle.
It's probably gone off now, hasn't it?
Well, that is. That's
that's pretty disgusting.
That depends how many times a year you travel.
Well, obviously not enough, clearly. and obviously Factor 50 on the face and always a sun hat for me because I got terrible pigmentation when I was pregnant with Harry.
Had you been on the pill before?
Yes, I'd always been on the pill.
Because they do say that once you go off the pill and you go into the sun, that's when you can get pigmentation. And that is exactly
and when, you're pregnant.
When I got mine. Exactly.
And when
you go off the pill because you're getting pregnant or trying to get pregnant.
Yeah,
and
or
you
are pregnant.
And I came
back with a black forehead, like literally a totally different colour that then would not go away.
I didn't only have that, I also got the moustache.
Oh, yes, I had the massage too.
I had these brown splodges everywhere. Yeah. It was just...
It's horrible, isn't it? And then you have to laser it.
But you tell me,
expensive.
So you had to do it through laser. You know what happened to me?
Some of it went quite naturally, but there was a little bit of lasering involved.
I found the most incredible product from Chanel. Of all brands. Chanel does a cream called Sublimage. Sublimage contains a fruit acid, and this completely resolved my pigmentation problems. And wow. I've never had it since. Gosh. But I also decided to never go back on the pill and never have anything with hormones put into my body.
So
and that's really protected me.
Yes. And actually, there's two things I don't do. I don't put my face in the sun and I don't take any form of hormones either. So yeah, it definitely helps. And the other thing which I absolutely live by is wearing a one piece, which I know you find hilarious. But I really feel that I've just got to a certain age where I just don't feel entirely comfortable wearing a bikini. And I'd rather be able to jump up and run around after the boys and not have everything sort of on display. And there's some gorgeous swimwear out there. My favorite ever swimsuit is the one that I've got, which is black, super flattering with a zip up the front. And that really is the best swimsuit I've ever invested in. I got it in the sale. It was quite expensive. I think out of the sale, it was $380 from Biondi, which is just next door to Manolo's by the old Kings Road Cinema. I got it half price in the sale, and it's by far my favorite swimsuit. I actually, they don't make them anymore. And I was actually thinking of even doing a few, having a few made up so that I can have a few more colors.
So I absolutely love Melissa Odebash, I've got to say, and I love her bikinis. I love her swimming costumes.
So you're a two-piece person.
I still am a two-piece person. Although I did notice that, when I was in Bahamas very recently, although I love the classic two-piece, I think it's wonderful. And I think we've still got a few more years to get away with it. I also wore some pieces from Adriana de Greas. Mm-hmm. And she's a Brazilian.
Great swimmer, Brazilian.
Yeah. And you know what was amazing? They do the bottoms that almost go up to your belly button.
They're
and
good.
I've got to say that those two pieces I find so incredibly comfortable. And I also find them very, very flattering. Because you know what? When you've given birth to, you know, three children, you will have, or at least I do have a little bit of excess skin.
Me too.
And I just find that in these bathing suits, bikinis, I find that it holds everything in a little bit better. I feel that as much as I love Melissa Odebash, and I really do, I feel that I just have to slightly pull in my tummy
and tighten that. See, I want to relax.
Yeah, no, of course you do.
And because I'm jumping up and down and, you know, running here with the children and getting this and somebody's lost that and somebody wants to play something. Yeah. I'm constantly getting up and down. I don't want to have to grab my sarong every 5 minutes.
And I don't actually. I'm okay with walking around, but I do find myself, you know, occasionally just pulling my tummy in. But I've got to say, both Adriana and Melissa have the most incredible
I'm going to check Adriana out. Okay.
Have a look at this. Have the most incredible caftans and dresses, et cetera, that you would wear on top of your swimwear. And I've got to say, you know, I'm still the kind of person where less is more. I would prefer to buy one or two super high quality bikinis or bathing suits rather than going for the slightly cheaper versions, because I find that they just last regardless of how many times you wash them. I mean, I've got swimwear that I've had for the last 15 years and it still looks great on, and same quality literally as it was when I bought it.
Yeah.
So I do think there's a lot to say about nowadays. And I also think in terms of sustainability and in terms of being responsible, because I think we all have to play a great role now in the way the world is going. And one thing is, and I was made conscious a little while back about buying all of the very cheapest brands in the same way if anyone is ever to support the fake bag market. So fake handbags and the very cheapest clothing brands that people can get their hands on. A lot of these products are made in countries where it is children and slave labor under such hardcore circumstances. And it really made me, and I'm of course not talking about everyone, but you know, some of the really inexpensive brands. And I just felt that I can't
justify.
No, yeah, absolutely not. And I also think that we are living in a world and in a time where everything has been too mass produced for too long. And as a result of that, we're polluting our planet. We're polluting our oceans. We're polluting our world. And I think we all need to start becoming more and more conscious and aware. And every little helps, and every individual needs to think about it. And so, you know, for me, and I've been going like this for the last many years, actually, where I don't buy very much, but what I do buy, I buy as high a quality as I can afford, because one, it lasts longer, and two, it's probably been made under very humane circumstances, which really matters to me. And thirdly, if and when I don't like it anymore, it can either be resold secondhand, given to a charity because someone else will want it, or a very interesting meeting I had a couple of days ago was with this wonderful woman, Tina Lake, who has started a business where she rents out your loved designer clothes. Because the fact of the matter is that I'm sure a lot of you ladies out there would agree that we do all have things in our wardrobe that we cannot let go of because we love them, yet we don't wear it so often. And she set up this lovely business whereby you can rent pre-owned designer clothes. And it's very, very clever. Yeah. And again, it's all within this wonderful philosophy of preserving.
Yep. Well, I've got another tip. If you haven't got a huge budget, which lots of us don't, and especially if you're splashing out on your travel and you've really taken the family somewhere special and you can't really afford your amazing caftan, then I've got a little trick for you as well. But don't buy anything. Take one thing with you and buy locally, because then you're supporting the local business. You take your cash with you, so you could do some bartering, which is always fun when you're on holiday.
Oh, I love that.
And actually, last time I was in India, which was a very, very long time ago, I went before I had my children, and I went to an Ayurvedic spa, which I would highly recommend if you've got some time on your own. Sally and I, you've met my girlfriend Sally, took some time out, and we went to this beautiful Ayurvedic center in Kerala.
Heavenly.
And we were supposed to be in the spa all day getting treatments and whipped and smacked and slapped around by the Ayurvedic oil masseuses. And it was quite an intense program. And you ate the Ayurvedic food. We felt amazing afterwards. But halfway through the afternoon, we'd always disappear down to the beach. And we ended up meeting this lovely, lovely sarong seller who, first of all, brought one sarong to the beach, which I have to be honest, wasn't my favorite choice, but you know, we felt we should support him because he'd seen us coming down to the beach. Anyway, by the end of the week, he'd brought his entire family down, and we had the whole selection of caftans presented to us. Of course, Sally and I felt obliged to sort of buy most of them. I came back with a whole suitcase full of caftans, and actually I've still got some of them.
Oh, I love that.
And we, even to the point we exchanged numbers, and when I got back to the UK, about 4 weeks later, when Kerala was a distant memory and I was sitting at my desk, a very strange piece of airmail arrived. Very shredded, very ripped up. And I thought, this is odd. I forgot completely that I'd given him my business card. And I said, should you need anything in the future, you know, do let me know. And this beautifully handwritten, very long letter about how we changed his life and the life of his family, and what an absolute pleasure it was to spend every day with us on that beach. I've never felt so moved by anything in my life. And I was so happy that we'd managed to support this, you know, little local person who was hand-making and selling his sarong. So if you don't have a huge budget and you're heading off to Spain or France or Italy, don't forget that there are lots of little local seaside-y towns, and somebody there will be hand-making their sarongs and their caftans
their
and
jewelry.
Everything else. And you can buy a piece there, and that memory will last
100%.
Forever. When you pack your suitcase to go on your next holiday and you pack that caftan from India, that will give you a little smile and a little memory of your holiday.
100%. And I also think that, you know, if you are lucky enough to be going to places like India or Asia, I've spent a lot of time both in Bali and in Thailand, two places that I really love. It's really worth almost going with an empty suitcase because the textiles, the fabrics, what you can create out there is really quite amazing.
This is amazing.
There's such talented people who create such
beauty. Reminds me, but when I was in Singapore with the first boyfriend that I've ever had and traveled with, we stopped by Singapore on our way to Malaysia, to Langkawi, which is another hotspot that I would highly recommend. The Datai in Langkawi is one of the most magical places I've ever been. And on the way there, we had a suit made each in Singapore. It was made in 12 hours, tailor-made, fitted to us. I had a skirt with a long jacket, which wasn't very sort of known at the time, but I came back to London with this immaculately made, beautifully fitted suit, which had cost me £30.
Wow. Well, there you go. Right?
And, you know, and he came back with a full three-piece suit. I mean, so it is amazing. Do explore.
It is amazing. It is amazing. I also remember when I was in Bali, the little tiny shops where I was staying in Seminyak.
Oh, yeah.
There were a couple of streets with these very little, very chic, boutique-y places. And I've got to say, I think I ended up buying probably 10 dresses. And, you know, a dress is no more than like £20, but you would buy it in Harrods for £200 probably. And they are so pretty
memories.
And exquisite and super classic. And I still have some to this day.
I bought those when I was on my honeymoon in Bali, and I still have my honeymoon sandals that I bought, which were handmade leather sandals, and my honeymoon kaftan, which I bought. And I'll always remember that time as being an amazing holiday in Bali.
Yeah, you've got to bring that to,
you know, little special.
Kedusha.
Yeah,
I want to see that. Because the thing is also, when you buy stuff when you're away, there's just something, you know, there's something so incredibly magical about bringing it home and the memories that you have. For example, we're sitting in my kitchen at the moment, and I've got these cute little, I've got a hen and a guinea fowl.
I love
made
those.
In what do you call it,
clay.
Exactly. And I remember so clearly I found those probably 15 years ago in a wonderful little restaurant in Provence. I was having lunch with wonderful friends, and This hen and this guinea fowl they started talking to me in this restaurant, literally, and I managed to persuade the owner to sell them to me. And
Only you.
It's funny with those little things that you have. You know?
I know. I bought some chickens in Italy, in Tuscany once, not real ones, little ones to put your tea and your sugar.
Yes.
And they still sit on my worktop, you know, clucking away at me in the morning.
And look at that wonderful bowl there, wonderful bowl there. It's a huge, big
white
pasta bowl.
Beautiful.
That has tiny little lemons hand-painted on the inside. That came from Positano. You know, as you walk from the top down to the bottom, they have a lot of these little ceramic shops that came from there. And I just, absolutely love it. And I love in the summer cooking and using it and remembering walking down that wonderful street with all those little boutiques. It reminds you of those special memories. Take that teapot over there. That's from Bali. And every time I have tea in that teapot, it just takes you back. Yeah, it really does.
Getting back onto our little tucked away places. I mean, there are certain places that I used to go before I had children, which were the places that you go to when you don't have children. They're either very romantic, or you have to, you know, the modes of transport to get there are a complete pain in the neck, so you don't really want to schlep children around with you. But I have to say, Capri was one of my most favourite places travel around. And I would love to take the boys there, but it's jolly expensive.
Where did you go in Capri? Where
we
did you
stayed
stay?
At the Siren. Is that in Positano?
That's in Positano. That is my favourite place.
So I went with two girlfriends.
Le Serenuse.
With two girlfriends from LA. We stayed for two nights in Capri and two nights in Positano.
At the Serenuse.
I mean, it was
and
we all shared
a
room
down to the border that I bought this one.
Yeah,
so I love that.
So
have you ever tasted better tomatoes?
Never.
For breakfast.
Can I just say though, when we were three of us, my girlfriends flew in from LA. They wanted to see Europe, and we all set off to Capri. And when we checked in at the hotel, they said, there are three of you sharing a double room. And we were like, yes, yes, that's fine. We're, you know, we're sisters. And they were really fussy about three people sharing a room. They were trying to make us book another room. Obviously, we didn't want to book another room. We wanted to split
and
it
you should
ways.
Be allowed to because I
ended up doing it. But
a room with my two
there
kids.
There are quite clever ways of doing things that you can't really afford, but you want to experience. Yes. And so,
because you know what? Two girlfriends share a double bed and you have an extra bed made up.
Exactly. And that's I've done with the boys a lot, is sharing a room with lots of us.
But I've got to say, Le Serenuse in Positano, for me, is also one of the most romantic places you can ever go with someone you love. Surprising a girlfriend for a weekend or, you know, even going with even taking your parents.
Yeah.
But it's very, very special. And I'm a really big foodie. And I've got to tell you guys, I'm not normally a huge buffet fan, but at Le Serenuse they do a buffet, and they have maybe 10 different kinds of mozzarellas in small balls, in big balls, in medium balls, smoked balls, dry balls, every single kind of
balls.
Every kind of ball of mozzarella you could possibly imagine, with five variations of cherry tomatoes. But these tomatoes,
the tomatoes
are as sweet as strawberries. The flavor
so
is quite remarkable. And another thing that blows my mind is the pink melon, the cantaloupe melon with the parma ham. My gosh.
I'm actually tasting that now. That is also a must to bring back to England. We need to do the a trip to Italy and bring back loads of parma ham.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah. That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
But actually, I'm talking about traveling with the children, which is probably quite relevant to our listeners. Finding places that you feel really safe and really secure is a must for me. So France and Italy and America are actually three of my top destinations with the boys. First of all, it's, you know, everybody loves children in those countries. It's very easy to get to. You kind of know what you're getting. There's still a lot of exploring to do, which obviously when you travel, you do want to do a little bit of exploring because it is important to broaden your horizons and show the children new, exciting places and different things. Mm. You don't just want to be in Disney World or...
No, and I also think, Soph, that it's really important to go and see some of the wonders of the world.
I agree with you.
And historically important things. And I remember a trip I did with my children to Athens. And by the way, I've got to say that Greece is one of my favorite countries in the world.
Actually, I forgot Greece. Greece is amazing.
And I love the islands. But I've got to say that I also really, really love Athens. And we've loved staying at a place called the Astia Palace, which is about 45 minutes from the airport once you get to Athens. Mm-hmm. And in the most beautiful little bay with the cleanest water I have ever been in. whether you're on the islands or whether you are on the mainland, the water increase is just incredible.
Yes,
and
the food water is magical.
The
isn't
food
it?
Is so heavenly. Mm. And then I've got to say, it really does touch me deeply. And also my children, we went and saw the Acropolis.
Wow.
Which, you know, it's such an extraordinary
sight.
I'd
love
sight.
To take
and
Harry there. Mm.
I almost get emotional when I see things like this, because the thing that man have been able to create through time is almost beyond incomprehensible. This structure is so vast, and how they were able to hand make all of this, you know, a couple of thousand years ago is just quite extraordinary. It is mind-blowing. And I think it's such an inspiring thing also to show children what human beings have been able to do, and that, you know, the sky's the limit.
Well, that's
and
actually
I think
a
by
good
taking
point.
Yeah. children and showing them parts of the world instead of us being buried in iPads and iPhones and entertainment for that matter, you know, it's really important to go out there and
explore
and show children what's possible and start inspiring their little minds.
Yeah, I mean,
start them dreaming.
My children are, their number one adventure is to go around a castle, preferably a ruin. And so wherever we go, whether it's Scotland, Devon, Denmark, wherever it might
be. Let's bring them.
It's all about
you guys are coming for a week,
castle and really
summer.
Feeling through those walls, the history and the things that have happened there. And I always, you know, I do look it up on Google. I do look at the history. I do buy the books at the gift shop, and we really submerge ourselves and take ourselves back to the time when perhaps a warship was coming in from out of seas and out to sea, and the cannons would fire. And you know, my boys and I just love it. And you don't have to go further afield than our English coastline for that. But there's
an
amazing
person. Yeah, you mentioned that.
Person.
And I love how much you love your country.
Yeah, and I love going on holiday in this country. It's the most stress-free. The weather's not always amazing. But in the summer, you're pretty much guaranteed a good week. But if you haven't done the English coastline and Scotland, it's so worth doing with the children. I'm all about hassle, stress-free travelling with them that's not going to break the bank.
Do you remember when we went to visit Julie Montague?
Yes.
That's on the coastline,
yes,
right?
Yes, and that coastline
is
epic. Yeah.
And
beautiful.
I've got to say, do you remember when we went for that lunch and we had that fish and chips?
It was amazing.
I am dreaming about this little place.
I know. Well, we should go there.
And it was so unbelievable. First of all, we stayed at the cutest little hotel ever.
What was it called again?
The something house.
Yes. Right, we'll look that up and we'll
But what
you know.
Was amazing was Julie Montague took us to a pub, actually, that was slightly risen up, I remember, slightly on the hills.
On the top of a cliff, yeah.
And they are renowned for their fish and chips. I still, not being a huge fish and chips fan, to the point that I've actually never tried it in my entire life, I've just never been inspired to want to taste it. But here I thought, okay, this has been reputedly known as having the best fish and chips, like, for a decade. So I'm absolutely going to have it. I was blown away.
But it's the setting as well.
It was crunchy on the outside. It was soft, not overdone on the inside. It was so fresh that it didn't taste of fish.
It felt like it had just
been caught. The mushy peas were completely fresh as well.
Yeah.
The tartar sauce with the chips with a bit of vinegar, and the chips weren't soggy because they were crispy on the outside, and somehow the vinegar didn't make them soggy. And
It was a taste sensation.
How many
and
years
eating
ago is
it
this?
On the
Four
top
or five
of
years
cliff.
Ago, and I'm still dreaming of it.
Yeah, well, we should take the boys back because that coastline is absolutely beautiful.
We've got to
as
do
well.
It. We've got to
but
do
Devon's
it.
But Devon's also amazing. Salcombe and Devon, where I spent a lot of my childhood. Absolutely magical. Going out on those little boats. Tresco in the Scilly Isles. Magical place. It's like the Mustique of England.
Oh my
gosh.
It
is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful.
I would love to go there with you.
You rent a little cottage on the seafront. You get up in the morning, put your wetsuit on. Well, I don't, but the children do. I'm in my jumper and shorts.
That is a part of England I've
never
seen.
And you're out in the sea all day, crabbing, rock pooling, going out on little boats, island hopping. Same in Scotland, same in Devon. It honestly, for me, is the most relaxing holiday. I've just booked in with some friends in August to go to Cornwall, which I'm more excited about
wonderful.
Cornwall than I am the south of France.
Maybe Nigel and I will come and join you there.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that. That would be wonderful. Another place that I think is a must see on everyone's bucket list is
actually, can I just mention one hotel which is amazing for children?
Yeah.
The South Sands in Solcombe. It is quite expensive, but it's right on the beach, and you've got the winking shrimp or the winking prawn. I can't remember what it's called. The most amazing crab shack / seafood restaurant on the beach, and it's a short walk to Solcombe Town Centre. Perfect location with kids. That's one of my must-haves. And the same in Tresco. There's only one hotel there, but there's a lot of holiday lets which you can do online. So again, book in early. Summer gets really, really booked up with these places. Sorry,
sounds
go back
lovely.
To you.
So I also think, because I'm someone who during the summer, I want some guaranteed sun and heat. And as much as I love England and Denmark for that matter, it's not always that you can be guaranteed to have the good weather. So I always try and do at least 1 or 2 weeks with my children where I know I have literally 99.9% chance of sun. And Greece being one of the places that we love, but I've got to say Turkey is also such a hidden gem. We really love going to Bodrum. Again, the water is crystal clean. Yeah. It is so beautiful. The food is mind-blowing. And I do think that everyone is able to find something to suit their budget, to suit whether or not they're young, old, to suit whether they have or do not have children. I really recommend going to Bodrum.
Yeah, I agree with you. Bodrum and actually lots of places in Turkey are amazing.
Istanbul is a must.
Very cost-effective as well. The other place which is good, which is slightly untalked about, is Cyprus. My parents used to take us there.
I've heard so much good stuff about Cyprus.
Good with children. Easy to get to. Not too bad on the old budget. And it sort of makes sense to go for some guaranteed summer sun there.
Yeah.
And then obviously Ibiza, one of my old favourites. I used to go there a lot pre-children. And there's some amazing fincas to rent in Ibiza, which are great with the children. It's all about just hippie, relaxed way of life there. It's got a lovely vibe. So that's another firm favourite. And where else is good in Europe? Where have you been recently that you've really enjoyed? I mean, Mustique is
well,
an
another
old
thing
favorite.
That I really love. I love, during the summer, to be on the water. So, you know, boating, whether you boat the Italian coast or the French Riviera, I just think it's so wonderful being at sea, hopping in to various towns or islands.
Lovely.
Eating a little bit of delicious food and then getting back on a boat. I think it's just such a luxurious way of seeing the world. As my father would call it, his floating hotel room. My dear beloved father would be one of these people who loved. He would even go on a cruise for 6 months. You know, they would literally pack up and go.
Really?
And
amazing.
The luggage would be sent ahead. It would all be unpacked by the time they boarded the boat. And he's seen the world multiple times this way. And I've got to say, I do like myself a floating...
I'm never going to turn down a yachting holiday. I've never taken the boys, actually. Apart from... I'm just slightly worried about security and safety. Not security, but the children falling off in the water without me realising. That's kind of my paranoia on a boat. But now they're older. I think they're at the right age for going. So if anybody wants to invite me on their yacht, I'm definitely up for it.
I'll second that one, my darling. So I will definitely do that. Guys, it was so nice to have your company once again. Sophie and I absolutely love recording our podcast. It really is a highlight for both of us. We love your enthusiasm and your engagement. Keep the subjects coming. We love hearing from you and wish you a great remainder of the day.
Happy, happy days. And let's get booking our next holiday, please.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.